Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello and welcome to Today We Learned. I'm one of your hosts, Dan Casey, and you'll hear the other one shortly. And welcome to a special Memorial Day edition of Today We Learned. Well, I don't know if it's a special edition per se, because, I mean, our guest is special, she's awesome, but we don't really talk about Memorial Day all that much. Huh. Interesting. You know what? Let's not put that pressure on it. Let's just agree this is going to be a life-changing audio experience. And just leave it at that, okay? Easy peasy pudding and pie. That's not how the saying goes. But for today, let's amend it, okay? Thank you for bearing with me. And you know what? Here's a bonus fact for you. Something that we talked about after the podcast finished recording. Our guest today, her father, first moved out to Hollywood to become a stuntman, which is awesome in and of itself. What a badass reason to move anywhere. And one of his most famous roles that he booked, he was the stand-in. He did all the fight sequences for Sylvester Stallone, the arm wrestling sequences in Over the Top, which if you haven't seen that movie, it is bonkers. It is out of control, next level wacky. It's basically about this truck driver named Lincoln Hawk, played by Stallone, who arm wrestles to win his son's affection by winning a truck. I don't know. It's a goofy film. The point is, this guy rules. He did all the arm wrestling for that. He used to be a professional arm wrestler. And today, we're talking to his daughter, who is awesome in her own right. She's been in so many movies this year. You're going to see her in a bunch of stuff coming up, including Independence Day 2, which I am stoked for. So you know what? Enough preamble. Dan, get out of here. All right, listener, I will. So put your hands together. For Today We Learn, number 89, with Joey King.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Today We Learn. Hope you guys are doing well on this fine Monday through Friday morning. Don't listen to this on the weekend. I was very clear in the intro. Do not listen to this on the weekend. Raz will remind me later. We need to tell people not to make them listen to this on the weekend.
Hey, Dan, can you just remember when we do the intro not to tell them not to listen to this on the weekend?
Okay, I'll remind you to remind me. We'll make a note of it.
I'll remind both of you to remind.
Please,
Dan.
Joey, sure to remind
Thank
us.
Thank you. We need protocols in place so I don't forget.
Yes. I'll tie a string around my finger to remind us and just remind me why I tied this string.
I'm like Drew Barrymore in 51st Dates, but specifically just for the intro.
Just for the intro, not every single day.
No, I remember all of the dates.
51st intro.
Remember every day I spent with Adam Sandler. They were wonderful.
All one of them.
Yes, each one better than the last.
Each one better. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great show for you today.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a great guest, great friend of mine. I've been trying to get her on the show for a while, but she's very busy all of the time doing very cool things. If your hands are not on a steering wheel right now, please put them together for Miss Joey King.
Now put them back on the steering wheel.
Put them back on the steering wheel, damn it. Did.
Put them back on the steering wheel.
I know you were steering with your thigh. It's not safe.
Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should.
Safety first.
Yes, exactly.
Always safety. Joey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you
for having me. I'm very excited.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Welcome. As I mentioned via text, we like to start off each show with the guest providing a fact about themselves or something they learned recently.
Mm-hmm.
No rules. It can be a Snapple fact. It can be a new way you learn.
A Snapple fact.
Yeah, exactly.
It
could be,
that's
could be anything about. Could be something you learned about hanging out in the big NM.
New Mexico.
New Mexico. You know, I know you're there. Do you have anything? What would you like to share with us today?
Okay. Well, something that I've learned recently.
Sure.
I just learned how to degloss, sand, prime, and repaint cabinetry.
Ooh.
I'm in the midst of doing that. Yes.
Holy
cow. I'm super handy, right?
Yeah.
And some fun fact about myself, I know that this is a podcast and nobody can see me, but I can do the worm with my eyebrows and I can wiggle my nose like the girl in Bewitched.
I'll get out of town.
Yeah,
prove it.
Okay, well, here's the eyebrows. And then no one can see me right now, but here's the nose.
Okay.
Aristotle, are you getting all this sound?
You getting that?
You getting that?
Make sure
we'll
you get that.
We'll add
the sound effects later.
But something interesting that's about myself that somebody can hear and not just see. Let me think about that. I am. I, well, Fun fact, I shaved my head twice. I don't know if I
for
think
fun?
No.
Okay.
Both for two different films. I don't know. I mean, this is not a super fun fact because a lot of people know this, but a lot of people also don't know this.
Sure.
So it's still a fun fact.
Yes.
Because it's fun. Shaved my head twice. Once was for Dark Knight Rises, and the second time was for Wish I Was Here.
Okay.
Which was super exciting, and I kind of miss my shaved head.
Yeah?
Kind of want to do it again.
Wish
well,
I was
especially
here.
In the summertime. It gets awfully hot up here in the valley.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. I live right in, you know, that area, so it gets super hot, and it's just, I mean, I like long hair, but I either have to have long hair or like a shaved head. There's
yeah.
like no
there's
in
no,
between.
There's no in between point.
But that's the problem. When it grows out, there's all that in between
mm-hmm.
points.
There's no room for medium hair in Hollywood. Lesson number one of entertainment, kids.
Unless it's like a really cute Jennifer
exactly.
Lawrence pixie cut.
Yeah.
You shaved your head for The Dark Knight Rises.
Yes.
If I remember correctly, you were the young Talia al Ghul in the prison that Bane helped escape before he had his mouth ripped off, right?
Yes, sir.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
if you
read the comics but haven't seen the movie, that's vastly different.
And yet you are behind.
So in theory, if we put it in chronological order, you would be technically the first appearance of Talia al Ghul in the movie universe.
Yeah.
Correct. Now, the first Talia comic story appears in Into the Den of the Death Dealers in Detective Comics number 411 in May of 1971. That's the first appearance of Talia al Ghul.
Look at you with all your factoids.
Yeah, she's been around for a minute.
It's been around for a long time, yeah.
Actually,
I'm an old lady. I have really good face cream, though.
Yeah, you would never guess.
Y'all should get on that.
Yeah, you're the Benjamin Button of Talia al Ghul.
I'm actually like 94. I tell you, I don't look a day over 90.
You would never guess. IMDb, update your info.
Never.
Yeah. well, it makes sense. You know, she's the daughter of Ra's al Ghul, and he has the Lazarus Pit that keeps him bright and youthful, at least coming back. Talia al Ghul, in case you guys don't know, later in the comics, winds up actually falling in love with Bruce Wayne, and they have a child together, Damian Wayne, who becomes the new Robin.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Damian I actually
Wayne.
Didn't know that because in Dark Knight Rises, JGL, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, became mm-hmm. Robin.
Well, did he become Robin or was that just his middle name?
I don't know. That was a great ending.
You might have firsthand knowledge.
No,
You have no idea?
I went into Dark Knight Rises knowing, I mean, very, very little. And after the movie, after I saw it, I still know very little because I want to know who Joseph Gordon-Levitt is. I mean, I guess we'll never know.
He's the kid from Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
He grew up to become a cop.
He's an alien police officer in Gotham City.
He's a Hit Record Joe.
Yeah. See, I always go back and forth between whether it's Hit Record or Hit Record because I like to think he's just bragging about
Hit Record Joe, man. That's his hip-hop name.
I got platinum records on my walls.
If he makes a hit record, then that will be amazing.
I'll bet he has one somewhere.
I never thought of it that way. I will never look at Hit Record the same.
This is the 75th. Come on, phone. This is the 75th anniversary of Batman.
Sure, it is.
So a lot of cool stuff's happening. Batman 75. Fun fact, Robin, since we're talking about him, was originally only what?
Was that 69 or 75 when that Batman show came out?
That was 66. Oh, that was 66.
66, correct.
Yeah.
All right. 75 is because he's 75 years old.
Throwing out so many dates.
So many numbers. This is the number podcast where
Here.
We confuse you.
Speaking of not numbers, speaking of Robins.
Yes,
speaking
Robins.
Of Boy Wonders.
Boy Wonders.
Robin was originally only supposed to appear for a single issue. But then he was going to disappear forever because Bob Kane, one of the co-creators of Batman, along with the legendarily underrepresented Bill Finger, they didn't like the idea of having a kid fight against like gang members. They didn't like the idea of having this like child out there fighting crime, getting in harm's way. And they reasoned that
but
Batman.
It's so cool.
Yeah, no, it is cool. That's why he stuck around. The reason that Batman was doing well enough on his own. So, in Detective Comics number 38 hit stands, the issue sold double the amount that a normal Batman issue did. So, the editor at the time, this guy Jack Liebowitz, he was like, well, I guess we have to keep – the kid stays in the picture.
Now, the real question here, is it Leibowitz or Leibowitz?
It's Leibowitz.
Ugh, damn it.
L-I-E. Is it Leibowitz? So I would assume Leibowitz.
What if it's Leibowitz?
Then he is a Leiber. Well, he's – I think he's probably shuffled off this mortal coil, so he does not get a say in the matter at the moment.
Damn it.
But if you're a member of his estate, please write a letter to Razzle Dangerously, courtesy of the internet, and we will gladly amend this on a future podcast.
Just address it to the internet.
Yeah.
Make sure you get a self-addressed stamped.
Make sure you go to stamps.com, who is not sponsoring this podcast. Stamps.com, what's going on there?
Hey, stamps.com.
What's going on there?
Step up to the plate, stamps.com.
Yeah, step up to the States.
That is your real name.
Stamps.com, does that exist?
It does, it does. They are a notorious, infamous sponsor of many podcasts across the land, including, basically, they're a website that lets you print out your own postage. It's got a fun stock photo lady pointing to a number on the front page that says, give us a try.
That is magical.
Yeah, so while I go to the post office, I'm done promoting stamps.com. Go to the post office. Say hi to Bertha, who works there all day, every day. She's sad. She wants to say hello to you.
Dude,
she wants
Bertha
to hear your stories.
The best.
Yeah, she gives you. You can buy Batman stamps at the post office.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't.
I'm going now. Bye. I'm leaving this podcast. Bye, guys.
Exactly. Oh, my God, she's gone. I can't believe it. Well, thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
You know, nothing wrong with a little brevity. Oh, my God, it's Talia.
Yeah. That's so funny, man.
Here's something also. Here's a fun fact. Ties into Joe here. You were also recently on the Fargo miniseries.
Oh, yes, so sir. Good. So good.
I was looking at that. I haven't watched it. I'm not a fan of cold shows.
Wait,
Cold Case Files.
That's
shows that take place in cold weather. You know, things like that.
He only watches CSI Miami.
I only watch shows that take place in temperate
to warm.
Temperate to warm. Oh, my God.
Fargo, I did not know this. It's the largest city in the state of North Dakota.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I did know that.
You did know that. Wonderful.
Because I'm a genius.
You're a genius.
No, I'm not a genius. But no, yeah, Fargo was incredible. So much fun. It was very cold, actually, where we filmed. We filmed in Calgary.
Oh, that is a very cold place.
It was freezing. But then all of a sudden, this thing happened.
Yes. Yes. Right? Yes.
Then all of a sudden, this thing happened that the Canadians call a Chinook.
Okay.
And what happened was it was freezing. And then the Chinook is like a warm wave of air that happens like every year. And all this like ice melted and everything. We had to create fake snow for the damn show.
Oh, no.
It was so frustrating.
That's very annoying.
I was getting paper in my eyes.
Oh.
Really?
It was bad.
So you had snow to start off with, hence why they decided to start filming
there.
Yeah,
the one time I was there, it started snowing relentlessly.
Yeah, no.
So I assume that's just par for the course.
There was plenty of snow. And then all of a sudden, there was like no snow.
Yeah.
And it wasn't paper. It was like foam.
Okay. Like I was going to say, even then, like, why don't they just use the stuff they use at ski resorts to make snow? Like, why use, like, hey, I hope this confetti reads on camera.
Yeah, I hope this guy.
Maybe it's because it needs to read on camera and the fake snow wouldn't, but.
Yeah, it was so weird. It was so. But then the snow came back and it was fine.
Exactly.
But it was just a short moment where we're like, oh my God, we have no snow.
And it's called a Chinook. That's like the type of.
That's what it's called, yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know how to spell that.
Yeah, I'm looking. The only thing I can find is
Chinook. But that's the rare breed of sled dog.
That's a rare breed of sled dog. It's also known as a Chinook.
Or a Boeing helicopter.
Yeah. Chinook is a rare. Developed in the state of New Hampshire.
Chinook.
During the 20th century.
Calgary. I'm going to do that so that we.
The Chinook Center in Calgary's fine shopping district.
Chinook Wind. There we go.
Oh, Chinook Wind. Okay. There we go. It is very real. She did not make it up.
I swear. It would be a weird name. I'd be a sociopath if I just pulled that out.
Calgarians weren't lying to you. apparently, according to Wikipedia, according to popular folk etymology, Chinook means snow eater. It's that's awesome. That's terrifying.
That's so scary.
The snow eater's coming in.
Yeah,
we gotta stop filming.
We gotta go.
It was more like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. It derives from a myth. Let's read this.
Yeah, read it.
The native legend of the Lilwat subgroup of the Stadamik tells of a girl named Chinook Wind who married Glacier and moved to this country. which was in the area of today's Birkenhead River. She pined for her warm sea home in the southwest and sent a message to her people. They came to her in a vision in the form of snowflakes and told her they were coming to get her. They came in great number and quarreled with Glacier over her, but they overwhelmed him, and she went home with him in the end.
Your octave level just went, like, through the roof
of
amazingness.
His storytelling voice.
It's incredible.
I wish his whole podcast voice was like he was telling a story.
Previously on this podcast.
Previously on the... I wish that I had, like, a cool voice that I transitioned to. And the only voice I have that's, like, that I transition into is, like, when I'm in the bathroom and somebody knocks really suddenly. I'm like, oh, my God, someone's in here! Yeah. Like, that's, like... Like, my whole octave, someone's in here.
Just flip into panic mode.
Previously on the return of Chinook.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, someone's in here.
Where'd all the snow go? It's all gone.
Oh, that's about it. That's all.
Yeah. But getting back to North Dakota for just a second.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey. From Fargo.
I miss Bobby's World. Did you ever watch that cartoon?
No.
Bobby's World was a cartoon series in the early 90s about a Dakotan family. I don't know if it's north or south.
The theme song went, it's like Bobby's World.
It's like, pretty close. I couldn't tell you if it was right or not.
I remember. He was riding a bicycle. That's all I remember.
They would always, mom would always say, like, don't you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't you know I'm from Fargo?
Well, Fargo may be the largest city in North Dakota.
Yeah.
But the smallest is Abercrombie, with a population of just 261 people.
Abercrombie and Fitch, bruh.
Yeah, that's where they make all the polos, hand stitched by all 261 citizens.
Oh my God, Abercrombians!
Yeah.
Next time, on the murder of Abercrombians. Fargo, the spinoff, is just takes place in an Abercrombie store.
We'd like a larger North Dakotan cinematic universe. So.
I wonder if Abercrombie, the city, is as bad as the stores, where it's like super dark, smells like cologne. Mm-hmm. You have to wear a gas mask.
It's interesting that you say that, because on the highway into Abercrombie, there's a shirtless dude standing at the entrance.
Yeah, and once you pass the town line, it's just pulsing EDM music the entire time.
That's so great. Every time I walk into Abercrombie or Hollister, I have to bring, like, a gas mask, earplugs, a flashlight.
Yeah. You're like, well, this is going to take at least 3 showers after this shopping trip.
Yeah, that's why I just don't go in there anymore.
Hollister, brought to you by Axe Body Spray.
Fun fact, Hollister is actually an offshoot of Abercrombie & Fitch.
Of course it is.
Yeah. And
vice versa.
I really love Abercrombie, but I just prefer to serve instead of play tennis. speaking of city sizes, the city of Calgary is the largest city in Alberta.
Alberta. That's the Italian name
for Alberta.
Try our Canadian ravioli.
And it is the third largest municipality, fifth largest metropolitan area in Canada.
Oh, my God.
And every year they have this crazy huge event called the Stampede. It's a giant rodeo and, like, festival that's held every year in July for 10 days.
I was almost there for that. Not even close.
I think I missed it by, like, a week or two.
I missed it by, like, so close. I missed it by, like, 3 months.
Yeah. It started back in 1886 as a way to just, you know, bring tourism and stuff into the area, and it's been going on ever since.
I feel like I should know more about Canada, because I've been to so many places in Canada. I've been to Montreal. Quebec is the same thing as Montreal, right? Calgary, Vancouver. I've never been to Toronto, though.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, I want to see where Drake is from.
Oh, my God. Drake and his Jewish
family.
Where's the farthest... Or what's the so were you visiting those places, or were you just filming, or
I was working in those
locations?
Yes.
What's the coolest, or I suppose two-part question, the raddest, like the most fun city you've had to film and
the
work
razzlest
in?
Place?
Yeah, the razzlest.
Or what's like the furthest away? Like what's the more
most exotic location?
The exotic location you've been to?
India.
India.
Wow.
I went to India for Dark Knight Rises.
Awesome. India were you guys filming?
I was in Jodhpur, India. Not Jaipur, Jodhpur.
Do not confuse the two. They will get very upset.
Very similar, but not the same at all. It was incredible. God, it was beautiful. It was very hot there.
I can imagine.
Good Lord. And, you know, it was crazy because I was staying at this this is going to sound super arrogant and horrible, but it was saying that this it was a palace, and it was the prince's palace of that state. Yes, it's called a state. Mm-hmm. And every day there would just be, like, peacocks roaming the property, and it was amazing. It was so beautiful, and it was just, like, the culture there. It was so pretty and so – it just was very spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. That's
and
awesome.
The amount of things you have to watch out for while on the road there, it's crazy. If you are a driver in India, I commend you because it's you have to watch out for other cars, four families on a motorcycle, mm-hmm. tuk-tuks, which are their like little taxis, pigs, okay. cows, wild dogs, peacocks, camels carrying people. It's like it's ridiculous.
It's everything.
It's amazing.
That's awesome.
Oh my
so
God.
You were – Now, you filmed in India. Was that was there, like, actually a hole in the ground that you filmed in, or was that just for the other – I'm trying to remember the movie because there were scenes where you were not in the prison, right? There was a couple, like one where you got out of the hole and you started to run, right?
Yeah, I think that's the only remember. Scene I'm not in prison. I don't know. I think that's the only scene I'm not – I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I climb out of the giant hole.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a real hole. I mean, it wasn't like – I mean, it was a. It was just like a little pit. It wasn't
okay.
a hole down to nothing. You know
yeah.
what I mean? It wasn't like in the depths of hell.
Yeah.
But it was
Oh, we should really use this giant pit that leads to the center of the earth that we have here.
Just get some C-clamps
and,
down
like,
there.
You know, just hang around a harness.
Yeah.
no, yeah, it was cool. I just had to climb out of this pit and then just be like – It was so hot, though, the garments that they had me in. I was just drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, we'll fix it in post. Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but it's all good. I mean, I was supposed to be climbing for, like, a long time to get out of the
yeah.
prison. So
and
I was
you
like,
had to jump without a rope
yeah.
across two things, right? That's how you got out?
Pretty, yeah, that's how I got out.
Preventing everybody else from jumping because they had the weight of the rope?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or no, because they were
they
spoiler
had fear.
Alert.
Yeah, they had fear.
Yeah, I had no fear, Razzle. God. Get it right. No, but yeah, that was cool. Doing all the harness work for Dark Knight Rises. It was amazing.
And you said it was in Jodhpur.
Jodhpur.
Jodhpur. Hmm. Because I can I find Jodhpur.
I think it's – I don't know how it's spelled. I think J-H maybe.
Ah. See what kind of – No.
P-U-R.
Well, those,
no, oh,
these
sorry.
Are the boots.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, it is.
J-O-D-H-P-U-R.
Oh, okay.
We filmed in that giant fort that you see right there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's the name of that fort, Dan? Can you figure that out?
I will let you know as soon as this page loads. It's called Fort Batman, named
okay.
for the legendary Indian prince, Bruce Batman.
Get out of town. Is it really called
no,
Fort?
No, it's not at all.
Oh, I was like, are you serious?
My God,
that?
That's awesome.
Where is this giant fort? Control F, giant fort.
Google giant fort.
It's called Mehrangarh Fort. Mehrangarh Fort.
What if you're not saying it right?
Well, then I apologize to the Indian people and their rich, beautiful, complex language.
Do you know is Jodhpur the pink city or
it's the blue city?
The blue city.
Yes.
Okay.
It's also known as the Sun City.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, it's the Florida of India, much like the Sunshine State.
See, I would love to go to India again. I think that I loved it so much, but I think I would have appreciated it more if I was a little older. I was 11 when I went.
Oh, okay.
I still appreciated it and I loved it. I thought it was a beautiful culture. But if I went now or a couple years from now, I feel like I would have had a deeper, more understanding of
no,
the
I,
whole
I
thing.
No, I totally understand what you mean. Some places I visited when I was younger, I feel like now, you know, as you grow up, your palate expands, your interests expand. You'd be able to take in more of it, especially if you're not there for work as
right.
well.
Like now I like Indian food,
mm-hmm.
but when I was there, I ate no Indian food.
Yeah.
I was so freaked out by Indian food, like just curry and other stuff. And I love that stuff, man. And I think I would have even loved it more if it was actual from India.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So I'm kind of disappointed in myself. I was like, no, I'll just have pasta. Like,
yeah.
I was
now you have a reason to go back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna, you know what? Screw this podcast.
Yeah,
I'm on a flight right now.
We got a plane right outside
right
for you.
I'm going
airport.
To stamps.com
yeah, exactly.
and I'm going to Jodhpur.
Gonna mail myself to Jodhpur.
You can just stick a stamp right
exactly.
on my forehead. Just be like, to Jodhpur, the blue city.
Oh no, we actually turned to the pink city.
Damn it, go back.
Jodhpur is the second largest city in the Indian state of Rajasthan, if that's pronounced correctly. Probably not.
God damn it. Why would you say it like that?
Well, let's switch. You know, I was having a little bit of trouble pronouncing some words from describing places in India. Let's go to another language and country that has notoriously difficult to pronounce words. Germany.
I was going to guess the United States.
Oh, no.
United States. Like a
football.
Knife.
Knife?
Like you think it would be knife?
Yeah.
Like, what is that about?
So you think you can dance.
Yeah, so you think you can dance.
Germany and the German language is full of all these crazy portmanteaus and awesome words. And one of them I can definitely relate to. I just got out of a relationship and this...
Congratulations.
Thank you. I made it. I'm going to States.
Oh, really? This is new?
Yeah. And there's a term in German, which I'm sure I will be relating to soon. It's called Kummerspeck. And it literally means when a relationship ends, it's common to put on a few pounds, extra pounds. It is the it's a word describe the excess weight you put on by emotional overeating, and it literally translates to grief bacon.
Okay.
Oh my God!
I was going to say you were looking a little more plump.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
That's amazing.
It's okay, Dan.
Yeah.
Grief bacon.
Trying to get up to show weight.
German is like one of the most fascinating languages to me. It's just, and people say it's easy to learn because it's close to English. And I'm like, in what way does that word sound like grief bacon? It's very interesting. I've worked with, because Roland Emmerich, he's German.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I've done three films with him. And I love his accent. It's amazing. It gives me life. His English is his second language, but it's his primary language. Now, mm-hmm. I asked him the other day, I was like, do you dream in English or do you dream in German? He says, I dream in English now. Because I've been speaking it for so long. I'm like, oh, how interesting.
That's interesting.
And his mom, whenever she comes to visit set, she doesn't speak English. She mm-hmm. only speaks German. She doesn't know any English. So he was telling me, he's like, it's becoming harder and harder for me when she comes visit. I have to really, really concentrate when I'm speaking to her to get back to German. I'm like, that's your, like, native language. So it's crazy how, like, he lost it, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're immersed in it for so long. You know, a lot of times people say that when you're studying a language, a sign that you are becoming fluent is, bless you, is when you first start to dream in that language.
Yeah.
So, clearly knows what he's doing.
Yeah, no, he's dreaming in English now, which is super interesting.
Yeah. So the next movie you guys are doing together, if I'm not mistaken, is Independence Day 2?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome. So can you tell us anything about that?
I can tell you how much fun it's been.
Good.
We are having so much fun. I am going back to New Mexico to continue filming on, what day is it? Is it Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, everybody.
See,
happy
not
Wednesday.
The weekend.
It's the Survivor finale tonight. I am so damn excited.
I can't believe that guy got voted off or on.
I know, right? Or on. I've been watching Survivor since I was a fetus. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So we're having a great time. I've worked with the crew, most mm-hmm. of them before, because this is my third film with Roland, and I've worked with them, a lot of them on Oz the Great and Powerful. There's a lot of the same people, which is super exciting. I love working with people that I know and I'm comfortable with, and it's just been so great so far. I love Jeff Goldblum so much. He's the nicest guy ever.
He is a delightful human.
He's, like, the coolest person. Gosh, yeah. I just want to, like, just sit and just listen to him speak all the time.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Like, his stories are
He plays
incredible.
Jazz every week in Los Angeles
uh-huh.
at a bar near my apartment. It's crazy.
I know. It's great. He's so cool. Judd Hirsch is amazing as well. Mm-hmm. He is hilarious. One of the funniest people ever. So we're having a great time out there. It's just been super great. And I cannot wait for, you know, it to come out next year.
Awesome.
It's 20 years later.
Yeah, and that's crazy to think. I just saw, when I was just watching the original on TV the other day, I was like, holy smokes, I can't believe it has been 20 years since the last one came out.
It's crazy.
You know, it's something that, like, my friends and I would still watch every year on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Right. Or at least just watch.
It came out July 2nd, 1996.
Ugh, 2 days early.
Yeah.
That's lame. Come on, Roland. Get it together.
Listen, it's not his fault. You got to blame the distributor.
No. The thing is, they're probably getting you ready for July 4th.
Gotcha.
Because that's when.
You want to build word of mouth so people cancel their barbecues and then go see the movie.
To go see Will Smith fight some aliens.
But yeah, it's gonna be really cool. And our writers are super awesome, too.
So you worked on with – you did What other Roland Emmerich ones did you do with him?
I did White House Down.
Okay.
I love that movie. Mm.
Super,
way better,
super fun.
Way better than Olympus Has Fallen.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. The thing is, I'm not trying to sound rude when I say this, sure, but like, I was so angry when that movie came out. I was like, are you kidding me? And, but I mean, like, you know what? All due respect to everyone who's mm-hmm. in Olympus Has Fallen, I'm sure I didn't see it. I'm sure it was a great film and totally different concepts.
Yes.
Two different concepts. People thought they were the same. And I met Gerard Butler a couple of months ago at Sam Raimi's house. And he entered and I was like, I already had this, like, interesting face on my, like, yeah, on my look on my face. Not face on my look. Thank you, English. And I was like, hi, I'm Joey. And I was so tempted to be like, you were in Olympus Has Fallen. I was in White House Down. What of
we
it?
We must fight.
We must have a challenge.
Prepare for battle, actually, Gerard.
Yeah. Pick your weapon.
Please, no.
I just wanted to have a good time.
I just wanted to have the cheese plate.
Yeah, right. There was actually a cheese plate. But no, he was actually a really nice guy. So I was like, damn it. But I didn't see Olympus Has Fallen. Everyone says it was really good, and I'm sure it was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a couple people in it. So, but, you know, White House Down was just such an incredible movie. It was definitely one of my favorite movies that I've ever done. I got to work with Channing, who was the funniest human being, and he's a huge, like, he's just a big kid. I don't know if you guys have seen Our Handshake.
It's
called The Chan Shake. We performed it live on Good Morning America a couple years ago. It's a 48-second handshake, I think.
Oh my goodness.
It's very long. And that's exactly what I'm saying. We took, you know, over 3 months to just choreograph this amazing handshake. And it was obviously the first time I worked with Roland, and we had a great time. And the second time I worked with Roland was on a film called Stonewall that we just finished.
It was about the Stonewall riots?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, wow.
In 1969. It's more of his, like, passion project. It wasn't a huge, like, feature film project. There was no explosions in it, believe it or not.
Wow.
Special edition.
I know. Special.
Director's cut.
Director's
cut. But it was a beautiful film, and I cannot wait for it to come out. I haven't seen it
yet. Is that coming out this year or in 2016?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I have no knowledge of that yet.
Gotcha.
Roland hasn't even let me see it yet.
So, Roland, I know you're listening.
Yeah, probably.
Guten Tag.
Ich liebe dich. That means I love you.
Oh, adorable.
He is, according to Wikipedia here, Roland's films have grossed just over $1 billion in the United States, making him the country's 14th highest grossing director of all time.
Look at Roland.
Come on, Roland.
He's
get up in that top 10.
Get up.
You're slacking, Roland.
Come on, you got it. Oh, yeah, he's the
number 14, please. No. That's awesome.
Where's James Wan on that list? Is he? He's got to be up there because Fast 7 just grossed $1 billion.
Yeah, but Justin Lin did the other four.
Okay, right.
So James
Wan.
But
is he on that list?
Let's see here. There's not a link to the list, but I'll...
Is the link the highest grossing filmmakers?
No, it was on the Wikipedia page.
Okay.
Filmmakers.
So I'm making you, like, type super fast
right?
now.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, I'll pop
true,
in there with another wacky German word. You know how some people just look like they could use a slap in the face? Well, there's a German word for that.
Oh my God.
Called Backpfeifengeist.
Say that. Then I found the list of the top 10.
If you couldn't find this,
sure.
I was going to say you have a real Backpfeifengeist.
Okay, Backpfeifengeist. And what does that mean?
That means slap face. Like,
sure.
You look like you need a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Backpfeifengeist?
But
that's me all of the time.
Backpfeifengeist. Backpfeifengeist.
How do you know you're saying this right?
I have a rough approximation.
I took
a 1 month of German classes.
Good job. So do you have the list?
Yes. I have the top 10.
Okay.
Steven Spielberg's number one
mm-hmm.
with $9 billion. Peter Jackson is number two with $6.3 billion. James Cameron, or as you know, me and I call him JC, you know, because we're
best friends.
We're tight.
Know.
6.1, Michael Bay. Chris Nolan is number 5 with 4.2.
Holla.
And then we'll skip down to number 10, Tim Burton, 3.6.
Mm, Timmy B coming in with a cool 3.6.
So then, in theory then, but that's high, I guess, worldwide. So
yeah.
In theory, James Wan would be in that the top 15 in theory if Roland's number 14.
James is really cool. We worked on The Conjuring together. He's a super nice guy.
That movie, yeah. I'm very excited to see The Conjuring 2 because The Conjuring, I'm not a big horror guy, but it surprised me because it was, you know, so much horror nowadays. It's all like, you know, gratuitous violence, torture porn, stuff like that. Thank you, Eli Roth. But that was just like, it felt like a very classic horror movie in a lot of ways.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
I'm not a big horror movie fan. It's not that I don't like horror movies. It's that I love them and I hate them at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I freaking believe that Bathsheba, like, haunts my damn dreams.
Oh, no?
I, like, dream about her all the time. It's super gross. And I used to sleep with, for 6 months after I filmed The Conjuring, because you know that scene where, I don't know if you've seen it, but I get my foot pulled in, like, from my bed. Yeah. Oh my God! Don't even do that. But like, I slept with a pillow at the bottom of my bed for 6 months after I filmed The Conjuring, in fear that Bathsheba.
Oh no!
Like a pillow would stop her. Like, what am
it's
I thinking?
Like, oh,
damn! So I haven't
Egyptian long staple cotton. My one weakness.
So I haven't seen. What's the thread count?
666
thread count.
Oh my God!
So I haven't seen it, but there's. So you're laying in bed and your foot gets you get yanked out. So how did they? Did someone actually pull you?
No, Bathsheba actually just came on set. And just
she was a day player. Featured extra, Bathsheba.
Yeah. They
Taff Hartleader.
Yeah.
They put like a black band around my ankle with a wire, and they pulled me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they just fixed it in post.
Yeah.
They originally, fun fact, tried to put a body harness on me and pull me from that, but it looked like I was getting pulled from my body, not from my leg. And they really wanted that effect of I was getting pulled from my leg off the bed. So we had to switch. And, you know, it was a little more money to edit that out, but it looked better in the long
run. Yeah, I mean, it definitely paid off because that movie made its money back and then some.
That movie was... It's so scary.
Yeah,
oh my God.
That movie had the creepiest promotional campaign for it because
our promotional people were geniuses.
They were. I came back. I was out of town. I came back to the office, and on my desk there was just a plain cardboard box. And you know, I get sent stuff all the time. You know, like promo stuff. Well, whatever. I was just like, what is this? And I opened it up. It was unlabeled. And it was just the Annabelle doll with no note, no explanation. What? I was just like, I threw it off my desk. I was like, no, no.
How dare you?
And the creepiest part is it was in the office for a long time, and now it's disappeared, and I have no idea where it is.
Ew. Oh, my God. I feel
somewhere in this building.
Leg.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Do you hear that?
The lights just start flickering.
They just start flickering.
On the other side, the lights go out, and on the other side of this glass.
Bathsheba and Annabelle.
Just sitting there.
There is, I will say, this building has, fun fact about the Nerdist offices.
Woohoo!
Upstairs on the other side, there is a two-way mirror room, like one of those creepy, rooms that
Why
you would
are
do
we not in there
in.
Right now?
Because it's deeply unsettling, and this is way better for recording podcasts in. I mean, you could sort of do that there if someone was, dressed in shades of gray. But, no, that room, actually, if you have the lights off in one of the rooms, it just looks like a mirror. It's very...
I want to visit this room.
Yeah, no, it's Bad News Bears.
Yeah, I'm super... I didn't know of this. I had no knowledge that we had gotten an Annabelle doll in the mail. And,
oh, no.
Yeah, no.
Just hid it in your bed.
No, yeah, but, they were going to do that. My sister and my mom were going to do that. They were going to take out the Annabelle doll, and they were going to put it at the bottom of my bed and play this really mean prank on me.
Yeah, that sounds very
and
mean.
And I would have, you know what? I think I would have just... At that point, opened my window, jumped out, and prayed for the best.
Yeah.
First floor, I hope.
I'm on the second floor.
Just tuck and roll.
It's a tuck and roll.
Second roll. But, you know, then we got, you know, they were like, do you guys want to keep it? And I was like, no, we're not keeping that. So we don't have an Annabelle doll in my house.
It's haunted. Don't bring it in here.
I am scared. I am such a scaredy cat. I have a bunch of, The Conjuring shirts, a couple of different ones. And I almost wore one to bed the other night. And I was like, no. So I deliberately changed because I did not want to wear that shirt to bed. I was so scared.
Wow.
I tweeted about it.
Yeah.
And James Wan, the director, he was like, you are such a wimp. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love him. He's so funny.
Oh, so he responded to you?
Yeah, he tweeted
from his from his real casual handle of creepy puppet.
Great.
If you I'm just putting this out there, but if you want to tweet at him and ask him to put me in Fast 8, I would not.
Is he doing that one?
Probably, right?
I don't know. Is he doing Fast 8?
Yeah, here's what they need to do.
Universal is going to be giving him some zeros to do Fast 8 after Fast 7.
But here, it's Furious 7.
It's all the
please,
same.
Please. And then there was the Fast and the Furiosa, and then it's going to be Fast 8.
Yeah.
And what they need to do is at the beginning, they show Vin Diesel going off a jump, but then his car keeps going.
And it
keeps going. Okay. Keeps going. Out of the stratosphere, into space. We cut to the logo. The 8 turns on its side to an infinity symbol, Fast Forever. And then we enter a new generation of Fast movies.
And the song See You Again is playing all while it's out.
Yes.
It'll be magical. That was a great intro to a movie.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then his car tips and enters the atmosphere and it starts burning up, but it doesn't burn up because Vin Diesel's in it.
And then
he survives and he drives through 8 buildings.
And then Tyrese is like, oh, here we go again.
Wait, what about him driving on the atmosphere?
I think he could do it. Just drifting along the stratosphere.
I love Vin Diesel so much.
We get Kenny Loggins to write the theme song, Highway in the Ozone Lair.
If you're not out of space, you're not in a space.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I love Vin Diesel so much.
I'm a huge fan of The Rock.
I've seen a headline that he might get his own spin-off movie, but I don't think they need a Luke Hobbs solo movie. Also, why is he the sweatiest person of all time in those movies?
Listen, because he's The Rock. And he's awesome.
Because they sealed him hermetically in Under Armour.
Because here's the deal. When The Rock, if it wasn't for The Rock being on this earth.
Please, we're really good friends. We call
Are you talking about Dwayne or are you talking about the Michael Bay classic?
I'm talking about TR. That's what I call him.
Yeah.
Because me and DJ go way back, so he lets me call him TR. Me and TR, he knows me so well. He let me in on the secret that he's keeping the Earth in our galaxy. Like he exerts so much gravity from his biceps that it helps keep the Earth stable.
Why did he film San Andreas? Is that?
San Andreas. Tell me about that movie. How good that is. When he's like, that poster. He's just belaying down that crevice.
It's weird.
I don't know if I'm gonna see it because I'm like, that's like some real life.
I'm actually surprised they kind of didn't push it back with all the Nepal earthquakes. Like generally, when things like that happen, they'll push back release dates.
Yeah. Well, I think part of what they're trying to do as the promotional campaign is raise awareness for charity and like disaster relief
and rub it into Nepal that they don't have a TR to save them.
I hope not.
If Nepal had the Rock
Jesus
over there,
asshole.
Maybe. I'm just saying, if he was on Mount Everest would have been like, we're going to hold off a couple weeks before we collapse.
They're making an Everest movie, and I thought there's actually a tragedy that happened on set there. I thought someone passed away or something like that.
It's super unfortunate. Like, I heard about those, and it's just like the number kept escalating, and it's like – it's such – I mean, if it wasn't for probably, the 94 – you guys are from Los Angeles. If it wasn't for, I think, the 94 quake, our infrastructure probably wouldn't have been rebuilt to withstand.
No.
You can talk. This is Joey's dad.
I worked for Water and Power. I was there and all that.
Oh, wow.
My sister became the earthquake baby after the 94 earthquake happened because, interesting story, my mom, my dad was at work on, like, super late shift, and my mom was home with my sister, and she usually put my sister in this bouncer to go to sleep, so she put her in that bouncer, which was right below the TV, and she had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and usually she would just leave the kid there, go to the bathroom, but she took my sister with her, went to the bathroom at the other end of the house for some weird reason, and then the earthquake happened, and she came back, and the TV had crushed the bouncer that my sister was just in.
Holy moly.
So my sister became the earthquake baby. My mom would sleep with her on her chest. Like, she would not put her down. Because she, would have totally been, a goner.
Yeah.
Just dead. Dead babies. Dead babies.
I mean, when you put it like that, it sounds really bleak, but she survived.
Yeah. Well, San Andreas hits theaters in a couple of weeks, folks. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's going to be a real exciting movie.
This is kind of a jest, but it also, if it wasn't for the Nepal earthquakes, and the city close to him. I'm a huge, like, I'm from Michigan, and so is Bob Seger. And Bob
you
Seger,
sound like the girl from Mean Girls, where she's like, "Welcome from Africa. I'm from Michigan."
Bob Seger has a song called "Kathmandu,"
mm-hmm.
and I had no idea where Kathmandu was until I read about the Nepal earthquakes being like so close to Kathmandu.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I listened to that song like 9 times because that's a really good song. It's a really good tune. Going to Kathmandu.
It is a good tune. Interesting fact about the San Andreas Fault.
Sure.
Although Los Angeles is susceptible to earthquakes, the San Andreas Fault does not actually go through the city. It's about 40 miles north. So that's...
Woo!
Yeah.
We're
still
A-okay.
Not doing great.
We're not doing horrible,
yeah.
though.
What we need to do is make a protective layer of traffic on the 405 to shield the rest of the city.
Well, that's already done.
Yeah. So we've been preparing for years. Anyone complaining about the lack of public transportation? We're doing it for you.
Well, speaking of San Andreas.
Yes.
The top 15 of all top-selling video games of all time belong to Nintendo. The only game in the top 20 that isn't Nintendo.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
San Andreas.
San Andreas.
What?
Yeah, it's a fun game.
I've never played it.
Played it either.
But
I remember I was not allowed to have Grand Theft Auto games growing up. So I
played Grand Theft Auto. I've never played San Andreas.
Damn yeah, it was the it was the third one that came out during the PlayStation 2 era. GTA 3 changed the game. That is like largely responsible for all these crazy open world games you're seeing now.
I had a PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Played Guitar Hero on that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Time.
What was your song?
Oh, I had many songs.
Yeah.
I was pretty great at Message in a Bottle. I'm just going to say that.
Nice.
I send an SOS to the world.
I love the Police so much. The Police is such a good band.
Now Guitar Hero is coming back. They're releasing a new one this year. Guitar Hero Live.
No, yeah, I've seen that, but it's not the same. I just want that old-fashioned, dingy-colored red, gross.
I'm sure it's going to still be a gross guitar controller.
Okay, great. I can't wait. I'm totally buying it.
I'm looking here. I'm trying to pull the fact, but I remember having something along the lines of, Aerosmith made more money from Guitar Hero than they did selling any of their albums.
Wow.
That's kind of sad.
Isn't it?
Wow.
I mean, like, good for them, but that's depressing.
Yeah.
There's another fun fact along these lines. So, Star Wars.
Yes.
We got a new one coming out this year. Yeah. But go all the way back to the 1979 release of the original.
Okay.
1979? No, that's not right. 1970. Am I crazy? 77.
77.
My brain is mush right now after writing about it for so long.
Sure. Yeah, he just wrote a book that's coming out sometime about Star Wars.
Yes.
Coming out in November. Do you guys want to hear
something super sad? Yes, I
do. That a lot of people are going to, like... not like me for. I've never seen any of the Star Wars movies.
Oh, it's okay. There's still time.
I know, but I just feel like really bad about that.
Oh, I mean.
I feel like everyone hates me.
Here's the
You're
thing.
You're never allowed in Kyle's again.
I know. Oh my God. I told Kyle that, our friend Kyle Newman, and he was like, he was appalled. I mean, I feel so.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The biggest Star Wars nerd I've ever met.
I know. I've never seen a lot of things. I never had like a huge. I don't know. I never saw any of the Star Wars films. I never saw any of the classic, like, Disney animated films mm-hmm. that were, like, you know, the childhood films to watch. I don't know. I just never saw those.
You know, everyone has different cultural touchstones with which they fill their youth. I would recommend at some point watching at least the original trilogy or at least the first one. Just for a...
It's in a certain order. I actually have it written down on my notes.
Oh, yeah?
For the time that
Did
I...
Did Kyle have a very specific
no,
order?
No, it wasn't Kyle. It wasn't Kyle, actually. It was somebody else who told me that I have to watch it in this specific order, which is in 5 seconds. 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. Okay.
The order that is the order in which they were released.
Yes.
Okay. That is so weird.
Yeah.
Or you could just watch them in this order.
Four, five, and six. 20 years later, he decided to go back and make a prequel trilogy. That's why it's technically 1, 2, 3 because they came before. It's misleading. Anyway, my point is, Star Wars made a lot of money when it came out. It made a ton of money at the box office, and someone has made a lot of money off of it. That's not George Lucas, who had nothing to do with the film, in fact, and that person is Steven Spielberg. Spielberg and Lucas, they were friends at the time. They met after Lucas graduated from USC.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucas came back from filming Star Wars, which was a notoriously difficult shoot. There was like production issues, like, you know, delays. Everything was running over budget, and he was really worried it wasn't going to get done. Meanwhile, Steven Spielberg was filming Close Encounters of the Third Kind in Alabama, so George Lucas went to visit him. And, you know, George was just a wreck. He's like, oh, my God. It's like telling Spielberg, your movie's going to be so much more successful than Star Wars. This is going to be the biggest hit of all time. Like, what am I doing? So Spielberg, he goes to Spielberg. He's like, hey, do you want to trade some points? Like, as in, like, a percentage of the production. I'll give you 2.5% of Star Wars if you give me 2.5% of Close Encounters. And Spielberg said, yeah, sure, I'll gamble with that. Great. So Close Encounters made a lot of money. It made a good amount of money. It basically rescued Columbia from bankruptcy. But it was no Star Wars. Star Wars was a massive success. Close Encounters earned $300 million. By the end of 1978, 1 year later, Star Wars had earned $500 million. Sheesh. And from that 2%, Spielberg made $12.5 million.
Oh, my God.
That's Please. About $46.6 million in modern dollars. And he earns money from it still to this day.
That's so incredible. Good job, Steven yeah. Spielberg.
Good job, two rich guys getting super rich.
Congrats, 1% guys.
Exactly.
Here's a fun fact about Nepal. The national flag of Nepal is the world's only non-quadrilateral national flag.
I've always said that
which
about
is,
it.
Yeah, that's like two pennants on top yeah. of each other. So there's yeah. like one, two, three, four,
it's
five.
Kind of pissing
there's
me off.
five points to it versus every other flag having 4 points.
Yeah.
Hence quadrilateral.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I had to look up what quadrilateral
Instead of a rectangle,
meant.
It is a couple of triangles.
Yeah, it's a couple of triangles.
I wish I had a snazzy computer just, like, factoid it out with you guys.
Yeah, these aren't factoided out. I'm looking very hard to find these facts.
He's got some toy rage.
I mean, I'll be – like, I have to look up what most things mean.
There's no shame in that. I mean, I had to look up. I was doing like this English report thing, and I did not know what a damn semicolon meant. I know when to use it, but I don't know what it meant.
Okay, when do you use it? I know
well,
the colon.
Stop it! Don't even. I kind of forget
you
now.
You use a semicolon.
He's the writer.
When you are trying, you have two sentences sure. that are connected, but they can't just be one sentence.
Yes. Basically, so I looked up on the internet. Definition of semicolon for stupid people. Because
okay.
every definition was just so confusing.
Yeah.
So I had to go on Yahoo Answers and have some lovely people answer it for me. It was very interesting.
Because I know the colon is like when you're doing a list, right?
And the colon is also a part in your body where, I'm just kidding.
Yes, where unrelated thoughts come out.
Great job, Dan.
Yeah. But yeah, you can also use the semicolon. You can use the semicolon in a list as well when you have – if you have like a list and you need a comma in there if it's like too long to
– The semicolon is the beginning of a winky face, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Or a winky frown if you're feeling mischievous but sad.
But you're like, eh.
It's a hard thing to do.
It looks like you're like twitching.
Exactly.
Can you do perfect frown?
Perfect – I don't know if it's perfect.
We're all trying to do perfect rounds.
We're all trying
right
to do perfect round.
Podcasts love it. Visual bits.
I know. I love listening to podcasts when you're like, yeah. someone's like, oh, check this out. Look what I can do. And you're like, damn it.
Exactly. It's for our live studio audience, all 300 people who have been here sitting in abject silence. Thank you guys so much. Please don't applaud.
Please keep your mouth
yes.
shut and your hands together. Snap. Do the snap.
Yeah, they'll... Do
the
sign language. Sign language, another thing that reads very well on podcasts. I'm going to read the transcript of this. Nonsense.
Yeah, J-O-E-Y. I just spelled my name in sign language. What of it?
You can speak sign language?
No, I just spelled my name.
You just know how to spell your name?
I used to, when I was in kindergarten, I learned how to do a song in sign language.
Ooh.
I don't know what the song is called. It's like, I think it's, I know how it goes. It's like, no, damn it. It's like, I see clouds of blue and skies of white. No, 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 no. And I think to myself, what a wonderful
world.
What
a wonderful
world. Oh, yeah. That sounds like a real Def Jam.
Yeah, it's.
Thank you, everybody. I'll be here all podcast.
I can't handle this. This is amazing.
So on that note,
oh my God.
Do you have any other factoids you'd like to bring up? Anything
I'm
that
dying.
You'd like to discuss before we
I think we can have Joey plug whatever she's got coming up now.
Cool. Well, now we're going to turn it over to you. Is there anything you got coming up? Where can people find you on the internet, the World Wide Web?
Oh, the World Wide Web. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll start off with my handles. My Facebook handle is newly changed to Joey King Actress. It used to be Official Joey King. So please check that out. My Instagram and Twitter also match that. It's all Joey King Actress. I am not an arrogant human being. Joey King Actress is just because Joey King was taken on all handles. So that is why actress at the end of my name. I'm not being weird or anything, even though I'm just making it weird now. But yeah, so those are all my handles. So you can find me there. I post really, really weird stuff all the time on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook too, but mostly Instagram and Twitter because... I don't know. I'm just a really random person. I always feel so shameful when I post a selfie, so I always find, like, some nonsensical, just ridiculous caption to put with it.
Oh, of course. You know, you want to – as long – I think if you're – it's important that you're acknowledging that as well.
I know. I always say, like, I'm so sorry I'm posting a selfie right now, but I
really – But it's my feed. You followed. Deal with it.
And I love Jack in the Box. You know what I mean? Like, that's pretty much a normal caption for I. And – this year, I am mostly filming a lot of stuff this year. Not a huge ton is coming out. I just filmed a movie called Smart Ass. Guess who played the smart ass?
You did.
Good guess, Razzle.
I was going to say Jack Black, but I would be wrong.
So I filmed that in L.A. this year, which was it's definitely a project that's near and dear to my heart. I worked with some amazing people, and I think it's so near and dear to me because the character I play is so cool. Her name is Freddie, and it's going to be super awesome. I don't know when that's coming out, but keep your eyes out for that. A movie that I just filmed a couple at the beginning, last year, called Borealis. It's an independent film. They just finished editing the film. I'm not sure when that's coming out either, but it's really a beautiful story. My character is gradually going blind throughout the film.
Oh wow!
It's very sad. It's a very good story though. And Independence Day is what I'm filming right now. Mm-hmm. Doing some cool things later on in this summer and, getting my wisdom teeth out this year. Woo-hoo!
Ooh, getting awesome. Ice cream. What's good?
I know. Milkshakes all the time.
Yeah.
Popsicles.
Yeah, just make... make sure no one films you right after you come out of the
That's what everyone's surgery. Planning on doing. And we also have bets on how far I'm going to make it from counting back to 100.
Mm-hmm.
How far do you guys think I'm going to make it?
I'll give you 286.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? No. What do you think?
I'm going to say one. I'm gonna do the Price is Right rules. And
all the way down to one?
Yeah.
Three, two. Oh, God. I was very worried.
My sister thinks I'm going to make it. My mom thinks I'm going to make it in 97. I'm going to say 95.
95? That's it. I think it's a safe bet. That's what your dad was signaling.
My dad, yeah, but... Everyone's like,
that's why he's going to win.
I'm
going to
try
right
so hard. I'm going to be like, 98, 97.
Yeah, just going to fight it off.
Yeah, fight off the
Please,
anesthesia.
You don't want to be awake for this. It's not going to be fun.
No, yeah. They asked me when I went in for my consultation, like, do you want to be sedated? And I was like, absolutely. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
I want a nap. I just want to hit fast forward on having these teeth out of my head.
Yeah, so I'm super... I'm nervous. I've never been under, like, anything before.
That's the first time it happened for me. I don't think I've had it since... It's a weird feeling, but it's not. It's nothing to worry about.
I'm excited. It's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, it's more. Just
I'm excited
like,
to have Dairy Queen all the time.
That's of course, what. As you should be. But you don't have to have wisdom teeth out to have Dairy Queen all the time.
No, but it's a really.
It's
great
a good
excuse,
of course.
And you know what? I mean, that's all I'll be having anyway, so it's perfect. It's not like. I mean, like everyday life, I can have Dairy Queen all the time, but I'll also be eating other food, so. I would be obese, but I'll just be eating Dairy Queen. So
a blizzard in the summer.
DQ.
What? Oh yeah, DQ. I know. Thanks, Dairy Queen, home of the blizzard.
Or you know, In-N-Out makes good shakes as well.
I just had one last night. They're pretty good.
I haven't been to In-N-Out in a minute.
But Sonic is always going to be the best.
Sonic. Here's a quick fun fact about Sonic. I grew up in the Boston area, and they advertised all over Massachusetts, but there was not a single Sonic anywhere in New England. It was maddening.
They are hard to find.
The closest one was down in Virginia, and one day, a friend of mine from college, he and his buddies, they piled in a car, they called that Sonic and said, "Hey, we've never been. We see your ads all the time. We've seen them for years now. We're driving down, and we're coming." And when they got there, the president of Sonic was there waiting for them and local news crews. And they got, like, all this free swag and stuff because they made, like, a 13-hour drive just to go to Sonic.
That is... Wow. actually, it's absolutely magical.
Yeah. It's a it's a delightful little saga.
You gotta find you gotta scour to find Sonic in LA.
The only one the only Sonic I've ever been to is when I was first moving here. I was driving across the country, and it was in.
There's one near Barstow.
There's one near Irvine, kind of.
Yeah, where was it? It was a, Amarillo, Texas, a desolate town in Texas. That the only thing there, apart from a sad grocery store, and that Sonic. Was a road sign, and I'm not kidding about this. It was like a yellow, like diamond-shaped road sign, okay. And it said, "Get me out of here."
Sorry?
Yeah, I wanted to go back, but I was like, I should just listen to the sign. If I go back, something terrible will probably happen.
Well, at least they have Sonic. That's
exactly.
All you really
need. Exactly, at least there's that. They got hundreds of soda options.
Hundreds of soda options.
Cool. So
milkshakes.
Joey King actress on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Tons of stuff coming out, possibly late 2015, but definitely 2016.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah is right. Awesome. Well, guys, you can also find the podcast on Twitter and various social media platforms. On Twitter, we are TWL Podcast. We are also Today We Learned with Razzle and Dan on Facebook. If you want to send us an email, we'd love to have it. If you're a Nigerian prince with a check for us, we'd love to hear from you. Today We Learned Podcast at gmail.com. And we are also on.
So can I like tweet you guys like about this today?
Absolutely.
Or do I have to wait?
I mean, you can tweet us about it today, but this episode won't be coming out till Monday, the 25th.
Okay, but guess what? Another visual, great for podcasts. Yes. We're taking a selfie right now, and I have no makeup on.
I like it.
We'll add it in post.
Yeah. Well, I'll fix it in post.
Yeah.
Yeah. Photoshop.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to tweet you guys then. Because,
please do.
Yeah.
I'll
send you the iTunes link, too, so that way you can tweet it and people can subscribe. So that way, come Monday, they already got it downloaded.
And if you are listening to this, you haven't left us a comment on iTunes or a review, we'd love if you did. We appreciate all the kind words so far. And if you want to talk to us on social media platforms, you're in luck. I am at OsteoFerocious on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me on Facebook if you search for Dan Casey. Just set up a fun new author page because I wrote a book that you can buy on Amazon.
Casey with a C or K.
C-A-S-E-Y.
There you go.
It's called 100 Things Avengers Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. So check that out. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever fine books are sold. And I'm going to be doing a signing for that. I forget when. I think June 6th, I want to say, at the Barnes & Noble in Manhattan Beach. So I'll post about that on there. But, in the meantime, buy my stuff.
Yeah. And then do all that. And then, I don't know. That's it. Follow me.
Give your handles.
I got my name is Razzle, too, on Twitter. And Instagram, my name is Razzle. And,
And his name's Razzle. And his name is freaking
I got nothing really
and,
exciting coming up.
And buy him a giant foam finger at the Rolling Stones concert.
Yeah, this is coming out the next day after, but I'll be honest, I'm on hold right now to buy $5 tickets at the Fonda. Rolling Stones are playing a secret show tonight that I just found out about, and I'm really trying hard because I love the Rolling Stones. But I'm going to see them in San Diego on Sunday.
So buy him a foam finger.
Buy me a foam finger.
Buy me a milkshake. And do you guys have like an outro thing that you do? Like the Nerdist is like, enjoy your burrito. Mm-hmm. Like, do you guys do
anything? We do, and it's whatever comes to your mind. So we'll say, I'll point to you, and then you say whatever comes to your mind. It's always just a random thing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So ready? All right, guys, thanks again for listening. Tell all your friends, and as always,
peacocks wear funny hats.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Joey.
Thank you.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.